because of mounting unpaid bills from insured patients, a group that had previously not raised red flags. Henry County is, now, if you're insured, how come the bills aren't being paid? So what? So the insurance companies are allowed to charge premiums, large premiums for health care, and then when you actually go to the hospital and use the health care insurance, they don't pay? Is this what's going on? Wow. Well, Henry County is one of the hundreds of U.S. hospitals trying to cope with the unexpected. Yeah, unexpected. It was only unexpected because nobody got to read it before they passed the consequences of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Millions more Americans have health insurance, but it requires them to spend thousands of dollars before their insurers kick in a dime. See, used to be you could have a $20 copay. Now it's a $5,000 copay. Isn't that better? Boy, that made things affordable. Affordable to the insurance companies. See, people think, oh, well, you know, Affordable Care Act, what a lie that title is. No, it depends who you are. If you're an insurer, you know, one of the big insurance companies, oh, it is the Affordable Care Act. Jeez, I get to get all this money in, and I don't have to pay anything out. This is great. So, since U.S. hospitals don't want to end up footing the bill, they are now experimenting with, get this, prepayment strategies for patients, with a growing number requiring payment before scheduled care and offering no-interest loans, according to interviews with more than two dozen hospitals, doctors, patients, lenders, and healthcare experts. Most patients are appreciative that we're telling them up front. Uh-huh. Sure they are. The discussion leads some patients to skip care, others to delay it, or use a no-interest loans available through the hospital. So let's see. No care. They delay care because, you know, when you're sick and you delay treatment, nothing can happen but good stuff. That's always a good thing. You know what? I think it's great because the less people go to their stinking allopathic drug-pushing doctor, the better off they'll be, in my opinion. Yeah, the ACA extended insurance to 20 million Americans, which initially helped hospitals begin to shrink debt from uninsured patients who could not pay their medical bills. But more and more, people in Obamacare plans or in their employer-based health plans are choosing insurance that features low monthly payments to trade those off high out-of-pocket costs when they need care. What a nightmare. What a nightmare. But hey, you know, you're U.S. Congress, you don't have to fix that. And you know what? You really don't need to fix that. Because Obamacare, before too long, is going to collapse in on itself and just go away. Okay? It's going to go out of business. So Congress really doesn't have to do a thing. It is unsustainable. It's not going to last. Because they decided, hey, let's put a bunch of people on this, give them all subsidies, and let the other people that have money and jobs and all that, let them pay for it. Just like the school lunch thing I told you about yesterday. Oh, yeah, give all the Mexican illegals, give all the refugee ragheads, give all the poor folks, give them all free lunches with the whole thing, man. They get a couple of courses and dessert and all kinds of good stuff, and, oh, you hard workers out there that actually have jobs and pay for everything and all the taxes and stuff, well, if you don't pay your lunch bill, your kid gets a cheese sandwich. Unbelievable that we allowed this to go so far in this country. And now there's a group out there that wants to make anybody who is against the transsexual, homosexual freaks, okay, health hazards that they are, that are against them, they want to make that a hate crime. You're against them? Well, it's a hate crime, according to what they want to do. Well, folks, you know, when they make everything crime and everybody's a criminal, well, then there's no point in even trying to obey the law, respect the police, or anything other than shoot them on sight. If that happens, there is no course other than that. You cannot cooperate with people like this. When they start making, oh, you have an opinion that differs from mine, a hate crime? I'm sorry, there is no dealing with somebody like that except to the death. Yours or theirs, that's the way it goes. In other words, war. Sorry. Man, I sure wish there was a solution, and I keep trying peaceful solutions, and I will continue to keep trying peaceful solutions until they become impossible. And then there is only one other option, and you all know what that is. War. Nobody wants war. Well, nobody who has to fight in a war wants war. All the lunatics that sit there and just send other people to go fight their wars, they love war. Because you're nothing but an inanimate object to them. A piece on a chessboard. That's all it is. And when you get knocked off, they just toss you to the side. They don't care about your family. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about your life. They don't care about any of it. Anyway, I got to go. I'll be back again tonight. We got a great day coming up, so stay right where you're at. And as always, thanks for listening. Political, religious, and medical views presented on various shows heard on American Voice Radio Network are not necessarily the views held by the management of American Voice Radio and are not presented as an endorsement by this network. All statements heard on American Voice Radio are the sole responsibility and opinion of those who speak the particular statement.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family. Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
All right, Dan.
Never stops, does it?
And so on.
You can send a monitor.
I mean, I'm doing the same thing going, oh my gosh, I gotta pay that internet thing.
West.
You know, I gotta pay that. Well, I already just paid the electricity. Just every month, man. The months go fast.
Donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is April 13th, 2017. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I will pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Remember, prayer requests can be sent by United States Postal Service and email with your return address and your phone number to call you back. These requests will be taken to the Wichita Mission Church, anointed with oil, prayed over, and sent back to you at your request with no solicitation for donations. Remember, we also have a prayer request form on the right-hand side of Prophecy Hour and MessiahsBranch.com pages. We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's also live on YouTube right now and on some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. If you'd like to know everywhere that we can be listened to through AVR, which that's American Voice Radio, go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and check out those places. Okay. On another note, where are we at? On another note, I want to thank our listener bases in places like San Diego, Chile, Brussels, Belgium, Tokyo, Metropolis, Japan, Milan, Italy, Auckland, New Zealand, and of course cities in the good old United States like Aurora, Illinois, El Paso, Texas, Bakersfield, California, Newark, New Jersey, St. Louis, Missouri, as well as places all over the United States, as well as Wichita, Kansas, which remains to be the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least after they go to podcasts later tonight. Okay, anyway, now prayer, and we'll get on with the program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Father, I just pray that you give me the right words to tell the people the things that I want to get across to them, that I believe you want to get across to them. And so, Father, please bless this program tonight and give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. Amen and amen. Well, folks, before we really get into the program tonight, and I got some really important information for you, please listen to this wonderful song by Brother Bing.
world is all about. I know one thing without a doubt, my Lord is in control. Perilous times I know are here, men are spinning because of fear. But here's one thing I know.
Brother Ben, I mean, folks, how many times do we lose sight of that one critical thing? Is that our Father, our Lord, Yahweh, and His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, they are in control. He's in control of everything. So we should always look to the other meanings. He doesn't start one thing and stop another without good reason, but He's in control. But you need to put Him in control of your life. There's so many people, you know, He did make us as free will creatures that we can make decisions upon our own. While He might put it upon your heart to do something, it's up to you to get up out of your chair and do that, because we are free will creatures. That's the way He made us. He wanted us to love Him because we want to love Him, not because He forced us to or we have to, but because we want to do it. Anyway, let's move on. Are we headed to war? You know, I keep getting a question asked to me all the time. In fact, I did a radio program, surprisingly, on the Prophecy Club today, because I don't know what day that will come out, but I was talking to Stan Johnson, and we were, this morning he told me to call him because we did a radio program tonight, or not tonight, but last night. Together, we were invited on the Omega Man radio program, and we did a program, and I thought it turned out well. Stan wanted to talk about it, so I called him this morning, and we will put that up in our radio archives after we can figure out how to get it downloaded. But anyway, moving on from that, so during our conversation, we talked about a couple of things, and the question did come up about, are we headed into war? Is Donald Trump a war president? Well, we ended up making radio program out of it, and I was still drinking my coffee. I wasn't even completely awake, but I think it turned out to be a good program. But I want to answer that same question tonight on this radio program. Anyway, so are we headed to war? Well, right now, the very top Google search right now is World War III. Yes, folks, that's right. That comes from worldwide, World War III. People want to know. They think we're on the verge of war. But, you know, we should be able to see through some of these things and understand what the anxiety is all about. So let's see what's behind all this anxiety. Now, I'm going to start off with Syria. Now, let's start with Syria. Are we really headed to war? First, let me say that it was a complete surprise that chemical weapons were used in Syria. It was not in the best interest of Syria, Russia, or Iran for the attack, and not really for the United States, as USA was really content, or President Trump was, on allowing Assad to stay. There was no reason for it to happen. Use chemical weapons, bring the world down on them, but that's what the rebels want, because right now, the rebels are ISIS, and the rebels are fighting a losing battle there. And so the only way to draw in support from Trump would be to absolutely use chemical weapons. Again, you know, Assad's not stupid, and he's basically being a puppet of Russia and Iran. He is not stupid. Neither is Putin. He didn't get as far as he did and save the Soviet Union was in collapse when Putin came about. He brought it back from the verge of collapse. He put it back together. The country was being sold off in pieces to world bankers. He brought it back. He's not a stupid man. I don't believe that the chemical weapons were used for anything other than, and you got to remember, I don't want to point fingers, but I think that McCain was probably even in on it. He was seen in the area beforehand. But let's go on. So what is this truth about Syria, and what is going on? Now, this article came out in 2016, and it's not very widely paced, but it bears the tale of what's going on. It's called The Truth About Syria, Clinton, Obama, Prepared to Start the New Cold War Over the Russian Oil Pipeline. Now, a lot of you don't even know there's a Russian oil pipeline going on over there, but there is. So listen to this. Unexpectedly, political analyzer Hector Maracca brought up a remarkable information about the war in Syria. Leaked emails allegedly say that President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are entangled in a large-scale corruption scandal that might lead to a new Cold War or worse. Are we in a Cold War? Remember, we almost went to World War III just before the election. In fact, Trump said, or not Trump, but Putin said that we would be in World War III if Hillary was elected. Let's move on. Maracca is a United States Air Force veteran who spent over 300 hours investigating emails from and to Hillary Clinton, her right hand, Huma Abedin, and President Barack Obama. So you look at emails between the three of them. The specific emails, Maracca claims, will soon be released by WikiLeaks as well. And I think they have been. In fact, I saw them in it, but this was just the best story. Earlier this year, Hillary Clinton's email scandal hit the news because she deleted 33,000 emails she was supposed to hand over to the FBI. For Maracca claims that Clinton's closest associate, Huma Abedin, had accidentally been synchronizing emails with her husband, Anthony Weiner's computer. Consequently, the New York Police Department, which recently began a criminal investigation against Weiner for alleged pedophile sexting with a 15-year-old girl, stumbled upon a part of Hillary's lost emails, namely those between Hillary and Huma. The war in Syria. Here we go. According to Maracca, and it's actually M-O-R-E-N-C-O, but I'm calling it Maracca or Maserino. Maracca's. That works for me. Who has seen, according to Maracca, has seen the crucial emails. The entire Syrian conflict appears to revolve around the construction of two competing oil pipelines. Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama are supporting the construction of a pipeline from Qatar through Syria to Turkey and Bulgaria. However, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has blocked that pipeline's construction because he's supporting another oil pipeline to be constructed through his country from Iran to Greece. Moreover, Assad is being supported in doing so by who? Putin, the Russian president. Thus, two axes of evil have arisen. We have Qatar and Saudi Arabia facing off against Iran, Russia, and Syria. Turkey, being a NATO member, the United States and the European Union, Saudi loyals, are waging war against Syria to prevent the competing pipeline from being built. Worse, they're actively arming local terror groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda against Assad and Putin. And remember, we now have conclusive evidence that which we knew it and said it on this radio program from the time of the Arab Spring, that they were arming rebels down there and that they created ISIS. Now there is proof out there that Obama and Hillary created ISIS. And here's the reason for it. Okay, Cold War. Without Saudi Qatar oil, the U.S. Army as well as NATO can no longer function. Without the U.S. Army, NATO would no longer be able to protect Europe. Therefore, the Obama administration has attempted to bribe Iran. Recently, that's the money, you got it? Recently, the Obama administration has flown in over $400 million to Iran as one of several batches trying to bribe Iran. According to Western mainstream media, the money paid to Iran was supposed to be a ransom payment to release American hostages. But in reality, the payments were meant to commute the construction of Iran's pipeline to Greece. That plan has backfired, adding insult to injury. Morocco claims the ransom dollars paid to Iran eventually ended up in whose pockets? Russia's pockets. The switcheroo has angered the Obama administration so much that they are now looking to fire up the Cold War. The anti-Russian rhetoric we've been hearing from Hillary Clinton is just part of a geopolitical game. For example, Clinton has accused Donald Trump, her opponent in the 2016 elections, multiple times of being Putin's useful idiot. Now you see where the plot is about Russia and all this garbage against Donald Trump. That's where it come from. Okay, moving on. Plot twist. But in that anti-Russian rhetoric now appears a calculated attempt to start a Cold War. According to Morocco, the CIA has already tried to start an Arab Spring revolution in Syria as early as 2011 with the attempt to overthrow Assad. We already knew that. All of those, the whole Arab Spring, you can put on the back of President Obama and the powers that be and deep state. The deep state is in on it with Barack Obama. I think he's just a puppet, like Frank said last week. I do believe that Obama is a puppet of the deep state or CIA, whatever. These plot twists are exceptionally shocking. It means that President Obama and Hillary Clinton have been lying to the whole world. Really, that's not a shock to me. The U.S. Army isn't fighting ISIS at all, but is supporting ISIS jihadists in their fight against Assad and Putin because of vested interests in the Qatar-Turkey oil pipeline. No wonder Hillary wants to open the U.S. borders to Syrian refugees. Let's back up on this. Okay, now that came out in 2016. Since that happened, you can see the various things. The deep state is desperate for this pipeline because there's so much vested interest. Hillary and Obama will probably reap billions of dollars from it, so on and so forth. The CIA, everybody. But what? So you have President Trump come along and he says, well, I'm not going to invade Syria. So what does the deep state do? The deep state is trying to do is just what is happening. They're trying to start a new Cold War. And relations with the Russians have not been this way since the old Cold War. And so you can thank Obama and Hillary for that. You know, President Trump has just said it again after this attack. He said, I am not going into Syria. So that's what that's about. What, you know, subterfuge or whatever you call it, all the sneaking around, and you still have Hillary out to blame and Barack Obama. But I believe both are puppets of the CIA and what you would call the deep state. Now, if you would go on Twitter, if you'd ask Dan Johnson, he would be talking about the international bankers and having control of it. I do believe international bankers are actually, if we really get down to the gist of all this, you find you have a global new world order. That global new world order is actually the Illuminati and the people and the powers that be that have been trying to set a world government for a very, very long time. They want to control everything, let alone with this. This is what they're doing. But You have to remember, I believe that this whole diversion, the reason things changed is I don't believe the world is ready to be upheavaled in war. I don't believe that it's time for America to be taken out. Not saying that it couldn't. We need to keep praying because America is being taken out by many different directions. It's been taken out by smut and attitude. Look at all the hatred in this country. You know, we are just like a breath hairs away from having an ultimate civil war. I have never seen so much hatred of this in my lifetime, and I'm 62 years old. But there is the verge of a civil war. And believe me, we could end up, even though that Trump has a good head and is trying to not end up in World War III, because of the actions of these other players in the game, deep state, we could up end World War III in a heartbeat. And, you know, is it a wonder that all of the elites are building bunkers like condos under the ground because they see and feel something coming? They have places to escape. A lot of them have bought property in New Zealand. And hello to you folks in New Zealand. You could maybe tell me about this. Send me an email if you see any of this. But I hear that a lot of them have made places in New Zealand in order to get away, if need be, you know, from landing strips all the way down to their places. But I don't live in New Zealand, so I can't walk up and say, there it is. So I'm just repeating what I've heard. But I do know that in the United States, that the elite have and are preparing for cataclysmic things. They believe order out of chaos, just like it says on the dollar bill. They can come out of the chaos, they can perceive the order, and they'll be in charge of the world. And all there will be is the kings and queens and the serfs, the peasants. So are you a peasant? You know, I don't think so. I really don't. But, you know, you need to pray about these things. Something could pull it at any way, but that's what's really going on behind the scenes. And you will have this deep state people trying to do anything that they can to change it. However, I do believe that Americans in the United States, Christians, there are Christians that are praying, that are on their knees. I believe that they helped pray Trump, President Trump, into office. And I try to give him the respect he's due now that he is president. I don't want to call him just Trump. I believe he should be honored as President Trump, as we should honor all our presidents, you know. Anyway, so check us out at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And while you're over there, look up, scroll down and look at the thing for the Wichita Homeless Mission. Check that out. That's at wichitahomeless.com, but check it out. Go over, investigate our site. Let us know if you like our radio programs and check out some of the programs over there at American Voice Radio. They do a good job over there. So pray about it. And in the meantime, we'll take a break and be back in 3 minutes. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, before we get back into anything, you know, I just got to have another song. So let's see if there's another Brother Ben song waiting for us.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory. Standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down and take his side. prophecy was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. Those hungry lions' mouths were shut, and not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to fumble down. He was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing, standing on holy ground. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, but they had their sandals off, and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down. They were standing, standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, you come with sword and shield, but I in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, cause he was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing, standing. Are you standing, standing on holy ground?
Amen. I just love good music, and that's a wonderful song. And when the time comes, now we are supposed to prepare, folks. We are supposed to do everything and physically possible to help, because, you know, the Father does tell us that, you know, it's by faith. You got to go read James chapter 2, but everything's by faith. But faith is an action word. If you believe that you're saved and that Yeshua is right, he's your Savior, then you follow your Savior. How do you follow what your Savior wants? Well, by faith you believe it, so then you get up and you open your Bible and you read. That's faith. That's action word. If the Father says that you're supposed to go do something, you don't wait for money to come walking in the door. You get up and go out the door first and engage. And so I believe that we are supposed to physically prepare, you know, each according to their own way and through prayer. But, you know, there will be a point in time where all our physical preparations mean nothing. And, you know, especially when he gives judgment on a nation. And so how will he take care of those people? He'll take care of you folks, if you have the faith to believe it, like Ashak, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. For they were shoved into the fiery furnace, a furnace so hot that even the person that threw them in was burnt up alive. And then as the king looked in, he saw something like the Son of Man walking around inside, protecting them. And they came out with not a hair on their head was burnt. And he loves you in that mannerism. So, but you gotta pray and you gotta be right with him. You have to be right. If you're not right, then nothing's gonna work. And so you need to do things that are pleasing to your Father. And so that's what you need to do. But anyway, let's move on with what we're talking about tonight, and we'll get back to the mission church after a while. Okay, so we're talking about all the fear in the world. So, you know, that tells you what goes on, what's going on in Syria. Could we erupt in a war over Syria? Absolutely. We could end up in World War III. Absolutely. But I really don't believe that that's really on the agenda right now. And I'm not saying thus saith the Lord. And we'll go on a little bit later and tell you why. But let's go on. So people say, well, okay, that's Syria. But even if Syria is okay and they got it under control, well, what about North Korea? Wouldn't North Korea, if we attack North Korea, wouldn't that put us at war with the Chinese, maybe? Well, President, I'm going to have to keep us, it's going to be hard to keep a straight face telling you this one. Trump sent a message to China during a dinner that he had with him. Now, our president, it was recounted like this. This is from Fox News, and so let's read this. Recounting details about his decision to launch a missile strike on a Syrian base last week, President Donald Trump took several moments during a Fox Business interview that aired Wednesday morning to enthuse about the most beautiful chocolate cake he enjoyed at his Palm Beach restaurant with Chinese President Xi Jinping. I'm just going to call him Z because, you know, it's X's. I don't know how to pronounce Chinese, so we'll just call it Z. Chinese President Xi. Trump was entertaining the Chinese leader at Mar-a-Lago, which is supposed to be the Winter White House, when he ordered the military strike. So, mind you, he's in a meeting with the president of the Chinese leader, and he orders the strike. And so this is what Trump had to say about it. He says, I was sitting at the dinner table, and we just finished dinner, Trump told Fox Business host Maria. We're now having dessert, and we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen. And President Xi was enjoying it. Well, Maria then said, it was brilliant that the missiles were unmanned. It's so incredible. It's brilliant, Trump agreed. Then Trump appeared to momentarily forget which country the United States had attacked last week. And he named Iraq instead of Syria, but that's no big deal. Anyway, so what happens is I said, now this is what he said to the Chinese leader. So what happens is, I said, we just launched 59 missiles headed to Iraq, but that was a mistake. So it was headed to Syria. And I wanted you to know this, Trump said in the interview, and he was eating his cake and he was silent. Syria, Maria corrected. Yes, headed towards Syria, Trump said. He followed up by mentioning Xi finished his dessert. Well, can you imagine this setting? You imagine these two gentlemen had just had a dinner and they just met. You know, they've been talking and all these different things. And just out of the blue, Trump looks up from his fork and he's talking about the wonderful chocolate cake. And he said, oh, by the way, we just sent 59 missiles headed towards Syria. And I could almost imagine that the Chinese president almost choked. China comes away telling the world, aftermath, China comes away with telling the world that our president isn't bluffing and moved 150,000 troops to the border with North Korea, saying they're mostly medical units. Now, this is the kind of movement we'd see if something caused the North Koreans to suddenly rush the border trying to escape to what? Escape something that happened? In fact, it would not surprise me if China made a move in reality to stop North Korea military, right? Instead of the United States doing it, China doing it to North Korea. But why would you say? Because it, on the world stage, it would, if it's going to happen anyway, it would make China look better if they did it themselves instead of the United States, in my opinion. And they have had parades today showing missiles and everything. And who knows, maybe it's trying to I do not believe it's a show of force towards the United States. I believe that it's towards North Korea because they have been telling them since this meeting with Trump that they need to back off. Now, then again, now here we go again. So let's just put North Korea aside. We'll come back to that. Now then, you have the world's largest bomb ever dropped today. And it wasn't a nuclear weapon, but it was a very large bomb. In fact, they had to dump it out of the back of an airplane. So why did he use such a huge bomb? Was it actually needed, or was it really the actual thing that's been needed for a while in Afghanistan? And he dropped it on tunnels being used that has been used in the past by the Taliban and Al Qaeda and all of that, but now being used by ISIS. He drops this bunker busting bomb on it, and to me, that's overwhelming force. So why? What's the science behind President Trump? Is he a war president? You know, is he marching us off to war? No, I think it's entirely the opposite. You see, Trump, let's go like this. If a new child, goes to a new school, there's a large chance that walking in there, and maybe in, I don't know how much now, but in the olden days, then the boys would say, oh, here's a new target to bully. And he would have there'd be a schoolyard full of boys, and this child would be picked on. And so how does this child in a new place stop the bullies? Well, of course, this is how that you do it. You pick out the strongest bully and you just nail him with overwhelming force. You knock him down, knock him out instantly. Then when you make a threat, say, leave me alone. Don't bother me. Don't bother my friend. You're not going to get my lunch money, so on and so forth. There's a reason not to mess with them, because in order for something like that to work, you've always had to have hit somebody. You've always had to use overwhelming force, so the fear is there. You know, whether it's training a dog or something, maybe you slap the dog on the ears, and I'm probably going to get it by the pet people. You slap the dogs on the ears with a rolled up newspaper. The newspaper didn't really hurt him, but boy, the noise from the paper did, and so the dog remembered that. So when you said no, he didn't do it anymore. Well, this is what Trump is wanting to do. He has said, if you pay attention to his campaign, he says, I want to get back to the time that America says something that people know that we mean it. And if we have to, we'll use, just like in the olden days, we used to just not use force, but we used overwhelming force. So it was done like that, instantly. Done, over with, go in, fight it to win, get it over with. Boom. You tell the nations you're going to do something, then my word is good. So what did he do? Let's look at these three things. Look at this. This is why I think something's going to be done about North Korea. Chinese president, he's impressed. He says it's no bluff. We're sending warships and armada there. We send a huge bomb in Afghanistan saying, boom, these are the things. We're not going to use restraint. We're not going to give up American life, but we have power to do this. I believe Trump, honestly, in his heart of hearts, believes that what the chemical weapons was used was a side. He hasn't been proved different. But the point is he still says, I'm not going into Syria. Keeping true to what he said all along. I'm not going into Syria, but Syrians are not going to, or anybody else for that matter, is not going to use chemical weapons on men, women, and children, babies. They're not going to use weapons of mass destruction. And this is how I feel about it. And I don't care about all your rhetoric and all that. Boom. He didn't try. If you do look at the reality of it, the airstrike took out, it disabled the airport. It took out a lot of things, but it was surgical. People said, well, why would he do that to an airbase that has chemical weapons on it? That's not a problem. You don't understand our missile capabilities and the type of intelligence that we had there to know where to hit and where to shoot. Boom. Let alone the Syrian thing was a message to the Chinese president. I can almost see I've got all the fluid drained out of this Chinese president's face. I mean, you know, Trump said he was finished with his dessert. Trump apparently wasn't finished with his or whatever. Good thing, because he might have choked on it. So then when he tells him about, listen, this is North Korea, and America is not going to tolerate this threat any longer. And we shouldn't. Something should have been done a very long time ago about it. When we had more power. We still have power, but we have to rebuild our armies. So he's showing the world that he means business. He's not going to be bullied. And he doesn't want to interfere in everybody's affairs. But he's showing the world This is what I mean. And why do I think it's critically important? You know, I believe that, you know, everybody I see after Trump, I see some of his worst enemies have gone into meetings with him, and they come out smiling, whether it's unions or senators, even Democrats, world leaders. They go in and visit with Trump and come back out smiling. Is he just telling them all what he wants to hear? Or is what they're hearing something not that bad? So we got to pay attention. Now, the Jordanian minister went in and talked to President Trump, come back out saying, we're going to, you know, we recognize Israel, you know, and as do that they have a right to exist. Just like now we're hearing from Saudi Arabia and some of the other countries in that area that they're willing to allow now that saying that Israel has the right to exist. This has not happened. But it's happening now. Will he bring a certain amount of peace? Now listen, we are in that time of the end. And it's very critical. Something has to bring about a certain amount of peace in the Middle East. And specifically to Israel, to where they're feeling comfortable. And then we stepped up what was missed right in the stage of this. Although I said it on the air, I don't know if anybody caught it. Give me a second, I gotta take a drink of fluid. Anyway, it was said that, there it is that Russia now recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But it came with strings. He said he also recognized the Palestinian state, that East Jerusalem was the capital of the Palestinian state. We have in the Bible talking about the land being divided when Yeshua returns. Is this a division of the land? I don't know. But it talks about them being at peace. Israel is not at peace. What can achieve this peace? Either we would have to almost annihilate all the Arabs. How could you get peace? And it has to be just a temporary peace. There's no such thing as a Psalm 83 war. I hope you're not listening to that preacher of rapture stuff, because that's not true. Ezekiel 38 war is Armageddon. And it says Yeshua will win that war if you just go read your Bible. But you can't just look at the book of Revelation and expect your Bible to open up to you. You have to study the whole of it. And realize that Revelation is just part of it. It talks about what the prophets, you know. But it's back to this. Should we worry? Oh, well, we're supposed to give worry over into the Father's hands. But we should. Our worry is a worry. Worry should take us to prayer. If it takes us to prayer, that's actually where we can do something about it. Because we put it into the Father's hands, and He will take your fear from you. So, again, in the finale of things, yeah, you should be definitely prepping up and making sure for disasters. Everybody should. But in the long run of things, in the finale, when we can't do anything about it, it'll be just as Ashok, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace. And that's only if you are right with Him. And so you need to be right with Him. Yeshua needs to be your Lord and Savior. He needs to rule your life. And so we need to be, it says, to be a, you know, you call yourself Christian. Christian means Christ-like, Messiah-like. So what did He do? Well, let's see what He did. He fed people. He healed people. He ministered to people. He spread the gospel. He did these things. Where did He do it? He did it among the sinners, not among the assembly. He went out to the people. And then He told you at the end, He says, you know, I'll be with you always, but, you know, go out into the world. Well, that go out into the world call, I mean, outside your doorstep is part of the world. You understand that? It doesn't mean you have to go to another country. There are many people in your, probably in your neighborhood or your neighbors, that you can help. And if you can't help, you empower those that are doing those missions that have been called to do those things. And people say, okay, he's ringing his bell for a donation. That isn't why I brought this up, because it tells you, the word tells you to store up treasures in heaven. And that's what I'm telling you to do. Store up your treasures in heaven. That's absolutely what you do. And how do you do those things? By doing those things, as he said. Remember, he's going to come down and he's going to separate the sheep from the goat. That's in Matthew 25. On one hand, he'll put the sheep, the other the goats. And he'll judge them about how, well, I was sick and you visited me. I was hungered and you fed me. And so on and so forth. Are you doing those things that are pleasing to Yeshua? Are you doing those things to him? He says, because whenever you did it under the least of these, you did it unto me. So are you doing it to the least of these? And that starts right in your own household, right outside your own door, your own neighborhoods. Yes, the Wichita Mission Church, we need your help. All the Watchman Ministries, that's how we were pegged, because we're giving you a watchman's warning, have dropped after President Trump's presidency. And, you know, most have not recovered. But we, unlike a lot of those ministries, we always run on by faith. We don't have, I don't have anything to sell you while I'm working on a book. It's probably going to take me for a few months. I hope in a few months the offer is still there for it to be published as it was just recently to me. But I don't have anything to sell you. And I'm not trying to sell you a line either. I'm trying to give you the truth so you have knowledge in a radio program, not a show. Because I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to help teach you, to bring you a message of warning, to bring you a message of love, because it is all about love. Yeshua HaMashiach is on his way here. We're in the time of the end. That's great news. Good news. Great news. But we must be prepared. But the Wichita Mission Church, we need everything. You know, we need food, clothes. We need, right now, and we're having a tough time. We're buying, you know how hard it is? You women that go out and grocery shop, you go to the store and you spend enough money, you buy, and you buy just one day's worth of food. It costs you more than if you buy a month's worth or 2 months' worth. Well, we're having to go every day and buy because of the money situation. So, pray about it. You folks in Wichita, you know, there's lots of sales that go on in Wichita. Bring us a couple bags of groceries. Bring us some eggs. You know, we go through like anywhere from 10 to 15 dozen eggs a day. A day. Over-the-counter medications. I need things for wounds and injuries. I need blankets desperately. You say, well, it's not winter anymore. Well, have you slept outside? Or you need a blanket to throw on the ground while you're doing that? We need blankets. People in Wichita, we need you to bring us clothing. All those things. And we really do need your help. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Yeah, you can make a donation by PayPal. I appreciate that. Or you can mail a check or a money order. All those things. It's just very simple to do. You can make a phone call. It doesn't have to be $1 million. Although, imagine what we could do with $1 million. There would be a lot of people fed. There would be a lot of problems solved. A lot of people turning to Yeshua. But pray about it. Or airtime. If this program is beneficial to you, first I ask you to share this program with at least two or three other people. Second thing I ask you to do is to pray about supporting airtime. Because right now we're out on satellite. We're going out to people on KU Band Satellite, which is also live on the internet. It's live on YouTube, and it's live on a couple of FM stations that have picked it up. So why am I asking for donations? Because we don't sell anything. You have to support airtime. So pray about supporting radio airtime. And you know, I can't give anything back to you. But the best kind of gifts are given are the ones that nobody can repay you for, but yet you'll get your reward from the Father. I ask you to pray about it all. Just pray about it. We've got a good guest coming on in a little while. Remember, if you know of a new guest that you'd like for me to talk to, then please send me his name, his number, preferably website, and I'll check him out. Or if you have any dreams or visions, that's the thing too. But you must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and 2 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through who? Him is the way to the Father. 3 days and 3 nights. And by the way, a day in the Bible starts at dark. And we're still in, by the way, we are still in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And so I pray you all having a great feast. Remember, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and it would be that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.